want to keep sharing on this subject. I believe this is a topic for a few more lessons, I think, on the subject of healing. Something that I believe is something we need to keep meditating upon. And something that we need to think about is that when Adam fell, that sin was released, wasn't it? Sin was released into this earth. It was a perfect earth, perfect garden. You had perfect man. He made woman out of man, not, you know, some other kind of gender. So we have man and we have woman, right? But the interesting thing for me is that because sin was released, sickness and disease was released, because Adam would not have died unless sin came into the earth. So sickness, sin, or you could say sickness and disease was the offshoot or offspring of sin. So because that was released, then we can see that the only remedy for that was the cross. That the Jesus coming was to redeem us from sin. And sickness and disease was what? A curse. And so we need to look at and keep looking back at redemption as the solution, right? In Ephesians 1, it says in Ephesians 1, 7, in whom, in Christ, we have what? Redemption. How? Through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to what? According to the riches of his grace. So in Christ, we have something. We're in covenant with God. We have redemption. That means that it's a complete redemption. It's not just redeeming us from sin, but he redeemed us from sickness. We're redeemed. I'm delivered. I'm set free from sin. I'm not under the rulership now of Satan. I think these scriptures, I want to just touch on these a little bit here. Romans chapter 8 and verse 3. And the New Living Translation, it says, the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving his son as a sacrifice for our sins. So he sent Jesus as a sacrifice for our sins. But we also know, and this is in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9, it's the New Living Translation. It says, what we do see is Jesus, who for a little while was given a position a little lower than the angels. And because he suffered death for us, he is now crowned with glory and honor. Yes, by God's grace, Jesus tasted death for everyone. Verse 14. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil who had the power of death. So death has been defeated. That's what Jesus said in Revelation, didn't he? I hold the keys of hell and death. Death and hell. So in Christ, I'm free from sin, and I'm also free from sickness. In God's eyes, I'm redeemed from it. And this goes back to what we were just sharing about finances. I'm prosperous. Now, it may not look like that in the natural, but I am. And how do I bring those resources into my life in this natural realm? By faith. I speak the covenant. Well, he has healed me. Isn't that what the scripture says? Let's take a look at 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24, he said in the New Living. He said, he personally, and I like this. He personally, for you, for me, for every person that would ever be born, he personally carried our sins in his own body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. So God sees us healed. Now, you're going, yeah, but there's stuff going on in my body. But you have to look back to redemption. Redemption has already secured this for me. It's already done. God sees it as done. How do I bring that into this natural realm? Is by faith. I'm speaking what he said. Think about this. Mark 11:24 says, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. What's our responsibility? To believe. What's God's responsibility? To bring it to pass. He's in the doing, we're in the believing. So sometimes we're like, well, how come this hasn't happened? You're responsible to do what? Believe, not make it happen. He's the one that brings it to pass. You know, I read this, I read every day, Faith Food and Health Food. And it was this week I was reading one of Brother Hagin's health food, and he talked about this woman who had polio, and he was talking about, sometimes it's good, you know, people that lived in that era. He said the polio vaccine was not invented or created until the 50s. So he said this woman came to his meeting and she had polio, and the daughter had it, and so he was teaching on the subject of healing and faith, and he said the little girl got up and just boom, she got instantly healed, boom, going. And the mother sat there and said, well, I wish I could. He said, you can just get up, start walking, do what you couldn't do. Well, I don't, and she just couldn't. And he said it was 14 years later, 14, that this woman wrote him a letter and said, Brother Hagin, I just wanted to write you a letter. I'm so, you know, I was at your meeting, blah, 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 and I'm healed. I'm out of the wheelchair. I'm so glad I'm able to do my own housework and so forth and so on. And she began to relay how. Said, you know, she had a caregiver coming and was playing one of your tapes. And I started listening to it every day, every day, every day. And I got inside her, and she began, and faith began to work and grow. And she started to release her faith. How? With her words, with her speaking. And not long, she got up out of that wheelchair. And Brother Hagin said something. He said she could have had that healing 14 years earlier. He said she was already healed. He said because, he said, that, and I thought this was an interesting comment. He said because she embraced the word, not much, and it took time, not in the sense of taking time, but she embraced it little. So her healing came little. And I went, huh, interesting. So when we hear something from the covenant, we need to do what? Take it. It's mine, not wonder, reason, oh, well, I don't know, maybe, you know. And when you embrace something little, it may take time to receive something. Does everybody get that? So take the word and begin to speak it. It's yours. It's already done. Satan has been defeated eternally. He's been defeated eternally. His power has been stripped and removed from you eternally. He does not have the power or the authority to make you sick. He can't control that. We give him the right and the power to do it by how we talk. And that, you all, well, I got this, I don't feel good today. I got this thing going on. Instead of saying, these symptoms have come on, but I'm redeemed from it, and Satan, you come up, I command you what? In the name of Jesus, to take your hands off of my body. You know, I remember Mrs. Hagen, Pastor Hagen's wife, she shared this from the stage one time when we were at Winter Bible Seminar. She fell on her tailbone. They call that your coccyx bone or whatever, right? And she said it was worse than childbirth. She said it was so painful. She went to the doctor, and she said the doctor, you know, I guess maybe she either fractured, whatever she did to it, you know, it was painful. And they said they gave her the most strongest pain medicine they could give her. She said it did nothing. And they said to her, well, you're just going to have to deal with it. She said, no. And she said, Pastor Hagen said to her, just say this, honey. The healing power of God is at work in my body, effecting a healing and a cure, and removing that which Satan has wrought in my body. I'm healed in the name of Jesus. She said this, if I said it once, I said it 100, sometimes 500,000 times a day. She just kept saying it, 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 because she was convinced that God's word will work. She'd seen it in Brother Hagen, her father-in-law, who taught healing. And so she said, after a few months, 3-4 months, the pain began to subside a little bit. Now she said, it was excruciating pain. 6 months it was gone. And I said, this is the kind of testimonies that sometimes we give in to something that's already been secured from us, for us, by his blood, by his sacrifice. We don't question our salvation. We know I'm redeemed. But when something hurts and we're speaking the word of God, we begin to go, well, I don't know. Huh, I wonder. No, I wonder what? Are you going to start questioning the word of God? If you question it there, then you'd have to question your salvation. You'd have to then question whether he's going to return. No, he's healed me. I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. My body is healed. And I keep speaking it and speaking it and speaking it. And he will do what? He will do what you speak. You're speaking the covenant. When you say Christ has redeemed me. The words that you speak in faith have the power in it to change your body. And he's saying, well, I'm just speaking words. But those words are spiritual when they're spoken in faith. When you speak in faith, those words are spiritual containers and have the power in them to make something, create a change. We're made, what? In the image and likeness of God. Just the same way he said, be, light be, and it was. When I say healing be, it will be. And I need to speak that in faith and not get up off it and question whether my words work. They do work. A lot of times we're saying something over and over and over and over again. Isn't that what Proverbs 4 says? Let's turn there a moment. Because sometimes we need to just be reminded, Proverbs chapter 4, and I believe it's verse 23. Yeah, verse 23. I want you to look at this. This is in the King James. It says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, what's the it? Your heart, for out of your heart are the issues of life. You know what that word issues? I'll help you here. I'm going to look it up here real quick. The word issues in the Hebrew, this is here, it says boundary. It says borders. So that means that you're creating the boundaries and borders of your own life by your words. When you say, I'm sick, I always get this, I can't do this, you won't. You're creating the boundary. You're creating the limits. That's why the Word of God has the power in it to create. And so when we speak, this is why it's just, you know, when you see people, motivational speakers, what do? They say, imagine yourself doing this and say it. Oh, the scripture says we're to cast down vain imaginations. He never said that God gave us an imagination. And we should take godly imagination and imagination of seeing myself well, prosperous, doing something, and then I see myself doing it. And I say, I'm going to do that. I see. That's why when you hear Brother Hagin, when he was teaching all of these things back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, he would talk about how he said, when I was on the bed of sickness, I saw myself preaching the gospel. It was his imagination. And he saw himself well. That's why he said when he would minister to these stories where he ministered to this lady, her stomach was protruded. She was in her 80s or late 80s. And she said, just leave me alone. I want to go home to heaven. She was a minister of the gospel. And he said, no, I won't. He said, see yourself preaching. See yourself, see your stomach flat. Oh, use your imagination. And then begin to say, I'm healed, I'm well. And he said that older woman got up and preached the gospel, went out and said she was in her 90s out there preaching the gospel, healed up off that bed of sickness with cancer. See yourself prosperous. See, the world keeps pushing this narrative across the airwaves, and we begin to see ourselves because we've heard it, we've meditated on it so much, we don't see ourselves well. All of this stuff that comes across the airwaves, click, turn it off. I'm going to meditate on the word. I'm going to see myself strong. That's why I will not say I'm sick. I'm the well. I'm the strong. I'm the prosperous. Speak the covenant. Speak God's word. Now, you may not be there. It may take some time. Don't let go. That's why it says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Speak that and not your circumstances. He is defeated. Satan is defeated. And we are the redeemed. And the redeemed of the Lord are what? To say so. Say so. I'm redeemed. I'm healed. I'm well. I'm prosperous. Yeah. Absolutely. That's our covenant. So this is why when we read, let me jump over here. So when sin was defeated, let's look at Colossians 1. In verse 13, Colossians 1 and 13 in the Passion Translation. See, it says, he has rescued us completely. Say completely. He's rescued me completely from the tyrannical rule of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom realm of his beloved Son. Well, let me ask a question. In that kingdom realm, there's peace. In that kingdom realm, there's no sickness. There's no disease. In that kingdom realm, there's prosperity. Well, I've been translated into that realm. And then it goes on. For in the Son, all our sins are canceled, and we have the release of redemption through his very blood. And then let's look at Colossians 2, the next chapter, verse 13 and 14 and 15. In Colossians chapter 2, this is the New Living Translation. It says, you were dead because of your sins and because your sinful nature was not yet cut away. Then God made you alive with Christ, for he forgave all our sins. He canceled the record of the charges against us and took it away by nailing it to the cross. In this way, he disarmed. See, he disarmed the spiritual rulers and authorities. He shamed them publicly by his victory over them on the cross. And we are now in him. So we can stand up to the things that come against us. We're not free from that. It may come. But we can stand up to it and command it to leave. Hallelujah. So his triumph is our triumph. His victory is our victory. Remember, he did nothing for himself. It was for us. It was all for us. Hallelujah. So don't talk sickness. Don't talk defeat. Don't talk poor. Talk healed. Talk you're well. You're redeemed. Hallelujah. So when Jesus arose from the dead, he left an eternally defeated Satan behind him. He's defeated eternally. Hallelujah. So let's look at Philippians chapter 2 in verse 6. This is in the New Living. It says, though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on the cross. He wasn't a criminal, though. He was a criminal because of our sin. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him what? The name above all other names, right? That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Where? In heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So when we pronounce the name, it's as if he was here speaking it. I've been given the name because I'm in covenant. What did Jesus say in John 16? He said, in that day, he said, don't ask me nothing, he said, but ask the Father in my name and he will do it. Huh? So when I speak the name of Jesus in faith regarding my body, he will do it. I'm healed in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when we see during his ministry, when we see Jesus operating, what do we see? We see it was the will of the Father. Hallelujah. So we have a covenant of healing through redemption. So we don't have to try to get healing. We don't have to try to get healed. We have healing. We are healed. You know, the more we think this and the more we talk this, the more your body will respond. Stop talking weakness. What did the scripture say? Let the weak say what? I'm strong. You know, there's so much when you think about even those examples that Brother Hagin, I keep coming back around here again. How many, when something goes on in your body, your imagination starts running wild? Doesn't it? I mean, we heard a testimony this morning. Sister Yvette said her imagination is going off saying, right? But you're in covenant. Shut down the imagination. That kind of imagination. And when stuff is going on, see yourself healed. See yourself well. See yourself prosperous. You know, when we talk about, you know, my cupboards are full, I'm saying that in faith. I mean, I know the Holy Ghost, man, it was so loud that day when he said that to me. He said, if you'll just work the word in the area of finances like you're working the word in the area of healing, you won't have room enough to contain it all. Huh. So I have to see that. I have to believe what he spoke to me, and I have to say it. even though I may not be experiencing it in some ways. But he said, you'll have more, you'll have so much that you won't know what to do with it all. Well, can that be the same way in our healing and our health? Absolutely. Stop thinking, oh, well, you know, I'm this age, you know, I'm getting down, I'm getting slow. You talk that way, you will be. You talk that way, you will be. Every one of us can think about people we know that talk that way or have talked that way. Oh, yeah. I will not talk that way. Because why? I'm in covenant with God. And I have an eternal covenant that promises me through redemption that I'm redeemed from what? The curse of the law. And I won't take that. I'm not going to embrace that. I'm going to embrace the truth of God's word. I'm embracing that. And when something comes along, this is why when you hear these testimonies of somebody that just had this impression to do something, sometimes we're ignoring impressions to change natural habits that can affect your body and your health. And we ignore those. Everybody understand where I'm going with this? And then we get into a fix and we go, well, God, and he said, look, I've been nudging you for a while to change this. And you ignored it. So now you're reaping something. That's what I'm talking about. Obey those little nudges. But I don't like to drink water. Well, okay. Go right ahead. And you may reap the result of that. I had to find out the hard way. We shouldn't have to. Right? We should obey those little nudges. He's there. He's the helper. He's trying to help us. Let's get better at that. And be quick to respond. You know, I mean, you don't have to like it. Who likes to exercise? Nobody. You do. Okay, well, good. You're one. You know, after a while, you get to like it, right? But to start, you don't, right? Who likes to start? Who likes to get up early and exercise? Eh, some do. Yeah, there's a few. Right, but that's because you've been doing it for a while. Yeah, but the starting, But you get to like it because you like the results, right? You like the results. So you don't have to try to get healing. God has already done it. You don't have to try to believe. You are a believer. You believe. See, stop trying. Oh, I got to believe God. No, you are a believer. You believe. Now, let's just conclude with this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in the New Living. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21 and 22 and 23. You know, when we talk doubt, it breeds more doubt. You know that. And the converse of that, if you talk faith, it breeds more faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, starting in verse 21, New Living. So don't boast about following a particular human leader, for everything belongs to you. Whether Paul or Apollos or Peter, or the world, or life and death, or the present and the future, everything belongs to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. So redemption is yours through Christ. It belongs to you. Healing belongs to you. Prosperity belongs to you. We just do what? Receive it. We just say, thank you, Father. I receive what belongs to me, and it's working in my life. I just receive it. It's mine. It belongs to us. We don't have to ask God to do something. He's already done it. He's already done it. Amen. So you can receive healing just as easily as you received salvation. Same thing. Or the same way that you receive the Holy Ghost and spoke in other tongues. You just receive it by faith. Amen. Praise God. So let's just say this. I have a covenant with God, and healing is mine. Prosperity is mine. And it's mine through Christ and the blood of Jesus. Yeah, it's mine. It's mine. It's mine. Say it's mine. Yeah, next time you get thoughts that it's not, you say, no, it's mine. Healing's mine. Health is mine. Life is mine. What did John 10:10 say? What does it say? The thief comes not but for to steal. Well, isn't sickness stealing? It's stealing your time, stealing your money, stealing your strength. It steals. And then there's killing, and then it says he destroys. But I've come, this is Jesus, I've come that you may have what? Life, and life more what? Abundantly. Hallelujah. I'm taking that, aren't you? That's mine. That's covenant speaking. Amen. I'm walking in life. I'm walking in life more abundantly. And I'm taking the name of Jesus, and I'm enforcing the covenant in my life. I'm enforcing it. I'm speaking it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what God is looking for. He's looking for a people that'll just be crazy enough, bold enough to take him at his word. And he's looking for people like that. Just take him at his word. I'm not limited by what goes on in this world. I'm not limited. You don't think God can open doors, supernatural doors? He knows everything about everything. You don't think he can't show you how to invest your money? You don't think he can't tell you where to shop, where all the deals are? We're wasting our time window shopping and going, I got to go shopping today. You don't think he can tell you where the best deals are for you? I do. I'm in covenant with him. And if you need to go to the doctor, you don't think he can tell you where the right doctor is and not them playing around, let's try this on your body? No. He's going to tell you who the right doctor to go to, what the right treatment you need, so that you can have what? Life, and life more abundantly. Not, I sure hope I get through this procedure. No. That's wondering. We don't need to wonder with God. I'm in covenant. You're in relationship with God. I mean, if you were in relationship with a husband or wife, you go, oh, I wonder what they're going to do. Well, then you don't need to be in relationship like that. You need to know what your spouse is going to do. You are one. I'm one with God. I have the mind of Christ. I have his wisdom. and he's enlightening me so I know what to do, so that that can become true in my life. I have life, and more abundantly. Stop getting down on yourself. Well, I got to go to the doctor. So go to the doctor, but make sure you get direction and you're going to the right doctor. Because any doctor that'll tell you, if you don't do what I tell you, you're going to die. Oh, really? So now you're God? No, I don't think so. That happened to me once, and I left and never came back to that doctor. Because you start speaking that kind of stuff over me, that's not God. Goodbye. You're motivated by the wrong spirit. So if you need to get help, but follow the witness. Follow. If you're not comfortable, put it on. Stop it. Slow up. Amen. We're in covenant. And healing is mine. Prosperity is mine. Abundance is mine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. Amen. We could meditate on this. You know, during the day, you know, we all have busy lives. We're all busy. Some of us too busy. But I mean, that's just, you know, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying we're busy. But don't get so busy that you don't speak the covenant. Because we can get busy during day and we start talking the world narrative. Let's talk God. Let's speak his word. We don't get so busy. Yeah, we have responsibilities. We have things to do. But as you're going about your day, you go, thank you, Father, I'm healed. Thank you that I'm prosperous. Thank you that my seed's working. Thank you that my family's blessed. Thank you that my children are blessed. Thank you that I got the mind of Christ and I'll know what to do. Every choice I'll make today, I thank you that you're leading me and guiding me. That's what I'm talking about. Just speak like that. Go through your day talking like that. And when you feel pressure, you just say, ah, thank you, Father, I have the peace of God. Thank you that you're leading me by your peace. And we just do that. You get into the habit of that. And when you run up against something and your spirit's not comfortable because you've stirred yourself during the day speaking like that, when something comes up, you go, that's not God. That's not God. That's not God. You'll know him. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you today. We're so grateful for you. We thank you that your presence is here today. We thank you that you're leading us and guiding us into truth, into abundance, into healing. You're leading us because you love us. You love us so much that you sent your son to die for us, to take our sins and our sicknesses. And we thank you that we take those and we walk in them today. And we reject the world's way. We reject the ways of the world. And we thank you that we take the blessings of heaven and we walk in them. We walk in your glory and your peace. And thank you, Father, that you lead us every day into victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Praise God. Well, if you're here today, and before we leave, if you're here or you're watching online, you know, if you've never made Jesus your Lord or your Savior, this is the time to do it. You know, I really, my heart goes out to people that are trying to make it in this world. It's just, it's darkness and bumbling around. And we're here to extend that to those that may be here or watching online, to ask him into your heart and eternally you become born again and saved. And so if you're here today, why don't you just, if you desire to receive Christ as your Savior, just say this: Father God, I believe that you sent Jesus to this earth to redeem us, and he came in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin. I thank you that Jesus is the Savior of our man, of all mankind. And I thank you that he took my sins and my sicknesses and he took them to hell. And when sin was paid for, we were raised from the dead. And I thank you that we also were raised with him and seated in heavenly places in Christ. I thank you that I am saved, I am redeemed, in Jesus' name, amen. If you said that simple prayer and you meant it from your heart and you released those words, the scripture says that we believe in our heart and confess with our mouth, we are saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. If you're here and you made that simple confession, just let us know and we'll give you some free information as to who you've become in Christ. And if you're watching online, you can either email us or write us or call us and we'll send some free information and pray with you. Amen. Because you're a new brother or sister in Christ. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm excited about the Word of God, and I'm excited about reaching people, I hope you are, reaching people that don't know him. Hallelujah. Time is short, and his return is soon. Glory to God. Praise God.